Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 4, we compared Christians leaving Christ and His church to seek pleasure in the world to unfaithful women leaving their husbands to seek sensual pleasure with other men. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
The Christian who turns from Christ and his church to seek pleasure and satisfaction at the cisterns of this world are like unfaithful women who leave their husbands to seek sensual pleasure with other men. Let me say that again, because too many churches today, as well as individual Christians, starting to bring, for example, rock in their church, rock music, and only put Christian words to it. There are people dressing in a way that is very sexually provocative, but saying, well, you know, we've got liberty, and they try to apply something from the Word of God to it, which does not apply. And on we could go about these different things. And what Layman Strauss is saying, the Christian who turns from Christ and his church to seek pleasure and satisfaction at the cisterns of the world are like unfaithful women who leave their husbands to seek sensual pleasure with other men. Matthew Henry, in his commentary, states, "It is constructive treason and rebellion against God to set the world upon His throne in our hearts. Whosoever, therefore, is the friend of the world is the enemy of God. Hence arise wars and fightings, even from this adulterous, idolatrous love of the world." Well, those are some great quotes from some great men of God. Now, folks, I personally am afraid that we are so worldly or numbed by this present world in its hedonistic state that we have a voluntary blindness to the seriousness of sin, and especially this sin. You see, when we got saved, we were delivered from enmity with God. Therefore, our affair with the world should cause shame and remorse. This verse is important, verse 4 here of James chapter 4, because in the prophecies of the latter days, this is one of the areas where the battle rages. And in too many places, the church seems to be losing. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God, and whosoever therefore will be the friend of the world is the enemy of God. Wow, that's strong. We ought to see what it means to be a friend of the world. And the Greek word is interesting here. The Greek word for friendship is the Greek word philia. Now, there are other forms of the word philia, philio and philios and Philadelphia and other things that we talk about. But the word philia for friendship appears only in James chapter 4, verse 4, and nowhere else in Scripture. It is defined as having a common interest with another. Now, my friend, should a church, should a Christian have a common interest with the world? Should world-friendly practices be the fuel in our relationship and service of God? When it does, it makes us God's enemy. The word world in the Bible refers to anything that appeals to appetite, imagination, and pride. When we are stirred in mind and action to further or justify these things, that are counter to God's holiness, it's of the world. The world can never provide genuine satisfaction, my friend. The lust of the old man just never abates. Now, tragically, many believers fall into spiritual adultery when they befriend the world and they place their affections for it above their devotion to Christ. We are reminded that Israel was to have as close a relationship with God as exists between husband and wife. And the same is true today for the believer. When Israel became interested in worship of other gods and incorporating the practices of the other religions and of the world into their own religion, their hearts, which were previously committed to God, turned to idols, and the prophets called it adultery. And when they called it adultery, their church people hated it. And they said, "Prophesy not unto us right things," Isaiah chapter 30. They said, "But prophesy unto us smooth things." A young man marries, and he's so in love with this girl. But as the marriage progresses, they have the normal things that enter a marriage, and with bills and other things that happen, they get into the routine, and then they start to argue here and there. One day he's on a break at work, and he shares what happened, a bad argument the previous night with his wife that he had, and he shares this with another woman. And she listens, and she says, "Well, you know, she shouldn't have done that." And she is in agreement with him, and she listens as he shares his heart. After a while, there's another time where she shares her heart with him. And before too long, they're sharing their heart with one another, and then they think, "Oh, we're in love. We married the wrong people." And so they begin to justify an adulterous relationship, saying, "Well, it's not sex-driven. It is a real love. We have a real desire for one another that's in the heart, and it's not lust." And that is the way the devil so deceives them. They have that same feeling at one time for the other mates. And before too long, they're in adultery because they shared their hearts. And my friend, you share your heart with God, and on this earth, if there's another human, share it with your husband. Share it with your own wife. But don't share it with others. Be careful. If you work in a job that includes men and women, that you don't go on breaks, and if you have to go on a break with the opposite sex, make sure you're not sharing your heart with them. Now, a clear reading of Ephesians chapter 5 shows that the Lord Jesus Christ regards his local church with the same ideal of commitment that is the commitment of marriage. Whatever the church or the individual believer esteems, he loves. Whatever we love most, we'll esteem higher and we'll adore it more than anything else. In other words, whatever we put first in our life above anything else is what we love most. What we love most, we'll esteem higher. We'll just adore it more than anything else. Now, friend, don't miss this. Every Christian must realize that when we accept Christ as our Savior, we form a kind of relationship that calls for a complete committal. Now, as in the marriage vows, it calls for forsaking of all others, so it should be spiritually speaking. When God is put first above all else, then our relationship is right and is proper. And now we're starting to pass into a more mature Christianity. And by the way, Jesus Christ is not just first. He is our all in all. To be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God. Now, have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought of yourself as God's enemy? Have you ever thought of, wow, the Almighty Creator, who spoke the worlds into existence, I can do things that will make him my enemy, whether I want him to be my enemy or not. Well, friend, when we compromise our standards, when we compromise the Word of God, when we change churches because we want something that is smooth rather than true, when we want the hip world to think our religion is cool, we, just like Demas, who having loved this present world, forsook God, then we, my friend, have also forsaken God. And what we worship is only a form of God, but not the real power of God. Now, he says enmity. Look at that again. The friendship of the world is enmity with God. What does that word enmity mean? It means to be hostile against someone. It is to be hostile against God, to oppose his will and way, to oppose his holiness. I'm afraid that what goes on in the lives as well as in the churches of many who name the name of Christ today is enmity with God. God calls it adultery, and it is just as much so as if one committed adultery on his own wife. And it will be judged the same before God. And none of his words are idle. You always lose when you're involved in the war of selfish engagement, because you war against the very Spirit of God. And by the way, one of the doctrines that we have not preached about as much in this modern day is the doctrine of separation and the doctrine of sanctification. And I believe that both of those are implied in these first four verses. And yet, my friend, the implication there to Christians, adultery, and on down the line, means loss of reward. And yet, the loss of reward for a Christian is not as bad, as terrible as that'll be, and as ashamed as they'll be in eternity. It's not as bad as the person who, though he may be moral, an upright citizen, a good parent, and maybe very, very liberal in his philanthropy that he gives to many needy causes. Yet that man, if he dies without Christ, goes to hell. And that Christian that was saved but lost all his rewards is still a million times better off in heaven than the nicest guy that goes to hell. We're all sinners, and we all come short of God's glory, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." If you're going to go to heaven, it's only through Jesus Christ. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen to Lamp and Light, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.